locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. Getting set to go with game two tonight. And it is going to pit Jefferson County North and Rossville. Before we get going, taking a break. We'll be back with all the stuff right after this.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas, and getting set to go. Game two. Jefferson County North and Rossville, the winner of this one, will be up against the NEK Nighthawks tomorrow for the championship of this JCN tournament. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for the Lady Bulldogs from Rossville, and head coach Derek Dick is going to have a freshman, Claire Whitmore, starting, along with senior Cheyenne Hahn. You're going to have a junior, Riley Dick. You're going to have Maggie Sanders, another junior, and a senior in Sydney Sumner. For the Lady Chargers and head coach Steve Knoll, his assistant Rich Jobbins, and JCN, to call them a young team, understatement. You've got four sophomores and a freshman. Sophomores are Gwen Blattner and Karina Johnson, with Carly Porter and Taylor Schrick, the freshman, Lucy Noel. So, Jefferson County North coming in after a nice win in round one. And JCN will be the home team, wearing the home whites with Kelly Green and gold. New unis here this season for Jeff North. Chargers across the front with the numbers front and back. For Rossville, it is the traveling black uniforms with silver letters and red trim. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The Dogs and the Chargers. And the ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Rossville, and we're underway. Here comes Rossville into the fourth quarter to basketball. It'll be Claire Whitmore handling the basketball. They'll swing it all the way down to the baseline right. Cheyenne Hahn, Whitmore back over to the left side. They're not even looking for the long shot. Maggie Sanders will bring it back out on top again. Hahn cuts into the lane, changes hands, puts a shot up. It hangs on the rim and it falls away. No good. Chargers are going to rebound it down. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Karina. Johnson will dump it out into the fourth quarter to Taylor Schrick. Schrick off top side down to Gwynn. Flanner goes over to the left. Chargers go three. In and out, no. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no. Roll back down. Dogs. Rossville back up the floor. 7:17 to go in the opening quarter. Each team with a possession, each team with a shot, neither team with a point yet. Back out on top. Rossville will dump it over to the right side, playing right in front of the JCN bench. The ball out of bounds at the baseline, and the officials are having a little disagreement. Coach Steve Knowles is out there. He's trying to help. He is just a helpful kind of a guy. But his help went unheeded. Is it going to be Rossville basketball? And on the inbound, the shot is going to be up and in, and Rossville off the hand of Sydney Sumner. Rossville's going to take a lead at 2-0. We're just over a minute into the game, and on the upcourt play, we get a whistle, we get a foul. It is going to be on Rossville's Maggie Sanders. So Maggie picking up foul number one of the game. Chargers will be bringing it into the baseline. They'll feed it over to the left block. We're just turning around. The shot is up, and it won't count as there's going to be a traveling violation called. Here's going to come Rossville up court with it, and they are going to have an inbound infraction. Wow. The official had handed the ball to one of the players, no names necessary. And then she took a step with it. Just sometimes you're just not thinking about things. Here's a three-pointer right side. JC and it's up no good. Rossville coming out with a rebound. Here they come. Rossville, a 2A team this year. I just don't think of them as a 2A program. And the ball's going to get lost out of bounds by Rossville off the missed shot. It'll be Charger basketball. Minute and a half into the ball game. It is a 2-0 lead. Rossville in front on the Sydney Sumner shot. JCN bringing it up the floor. They also try to cut into the lane. Dump it left. Go for another three. That one's going to be too strong. And a Rossville rebound will be swept away by Sumner. Sydney coming out with a basketball. Flying up the court is going to be Riley. She'll square up. Go three. It's short. Rebounding it down is going to be Jefferson County North. And it's batted free but recovered by Karina. Johnson, little hook pass over to the left side. Corralled by Lucy. Noel will feed into the lane. Out on top. It's a long two. Straight away. Up and short. Rebound is on the floor. Rolling around. Players go into the floor. And is there a foul? I thought maybe a jump ball, but the official from the back side said no. It's going to be a JCN foul. Okay, we're having a little... the official's having a little trouble out here. I think he's unclear as against whom the foul is going to be called, and he's also having a little conversation with some of the Rossville players. I think he's just trying to make sure that everybody's like being cool out here, and now we're having considerable conversation among the officials. And I'm not even going to bother you with what I think I saw happen. It doesn't matter. The foul is going to be on JCN's Taylor Schrick. It will be her first. It'll be team foul one against JCN. So each team with one team foul. And at 5:50 to go in the opening quarter, Rossville leading it 2-0 will come up the court with a basketball. They'll feed it across. It's batted away by Karina. Here comes JCN. They'll drive it up the floor. Pass over to the right side. They're going to call it travel. It couldn't have been a travel, but it did go out of bounds off JCN. So the ultimate decision is accurate. It will be Rossville basketball. Taylor Schrick's going to rotate out of the game, and Riley Thompson will come back in for Jefferson County North. 5 minutes and 40 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0. Points have been hard to come by for both of these teams right out of the gate tonight. Rossville goes right side. Dogs have it down in the corner. And the bounce pass stolen by Quinn. Flattner comes up with it. Outlet up the floor. Back over to the right side. Chargers will start to drive in, bring it off on top. Shift pass left. Three-point shot. There it is. The three-pointer by Lucy Noel. And JCN is on the board, and they lead by one. We're 5 minutes to go in quarter number one. Again, it's been low scoring. Here's a feed to the right side. The shot up, missing, and a rebound. Pull back down by Rossville, and another Charger foul. It was a lot of hustle by Karina Johnson, but as the ball was then grabbed in front of her by a Rossville player, she couldn't stop the inertia. Karina foul number one, team foul two. Okay, for the Lady Dogs, I've already got a problem. Number 24. I don't have a 24. I'm going to have to find that. Here's a shot from the outside for three for Rossville. Won't go. And the rebound. Rossville, the pass out on top. Slicing into the lane. A driving layup by Cheyenne Hahn. It is now 4-3. Jefferson County North back up court. Down by one. 4.5 to go in the first. Little travel over there. That time there was no whistle, and we will have a blocking foul. So a block by Rossville, and it is going to be on my mystery number 24. I'll get that cleared up the first dead ball. Coming in for Jefferson County North. Back in is going to come Taylor Schrick, and also coming in is going to be a freshman, another freshman in Emma Marie Hernandez. Chargers in the lane, lose the handle, it's rolling around, Rossville picks it up, and now JCN reaches in to pick it up. There are four players on the hardwood. The official's going to do the right thing. He's going to stop play, call the jump ball in position. We'll go back to JCN. We're down to 4 minutes and 20 to go in the first quarter. 4-3. Rossville in front. Chargers putting it in bounds. The shot goes up from underneath the goal. It won't go in, but a foul called. Chargers coming to the free throw line. Our fish is going to rotate all the way out here to midcourt. And it is going to be another foul on our mystery 24. First of two free throws. Got it. And Gwen Blattner ties the game at four and has an opportunity to put her team in front. 4:25 to go in the first. Long look. Shot. No. Rebound. Battle for. Saved by JCN. Chargers are going to rescue the basketball. It is a 4-4 game. Baseline right. 12-footer. No. Rebound. Tip some more. And this time it's going to be pulled out by Rossville. Donks coming over to basketball. And into the forecourt is going to come Riley. She'll swing it over to the right side. Gets it in the hands of Cheyenne. Hines three. No. Off the rim twice. And a rebound is on the floor. Chargers had it. Lost it. Tied up. Jump ball. This time it's going to belong to Rossville. JCN is going to bring Holly Kosanke into the game. Karina Johnson comes back in. Carly Porter's going to come back in. And Coach Noah's already utilized, what, 8 players so far in this game. We are 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Rossville with a basketball. JCN sticking with a player defense. And got Rossville running corner crosses. And here's a pass out on top. It's going to get away. By corner crosses, essentially, with players cutting into the lane, going from top right of the free throw line to bottom left of the lane inside the block, and oppositely, top left of the lane to bottom right. And just trying to open something up. JCN coming up with a basketball, and going to go out of bounds off the Chargers. 3:40 to go. Officiating crew getting a little grief from every angle right now. And Dogs have the ball, trapped in the backcourt. It's still in the backcourt, now across the timeline. That had to be very close. Driving in, the defender reaches in to commit to block a shot, but commits a foul. They will say a foul on the floor. It's going to be on the Chargers, and it will be on Holly. Going to be her first, and a team foul three. Crossroad back up topside. Skip pass into the lane. Batted away. Picked up Jeff North. Here they come. Karina Johnson brings it down. Lobs underneath. Defense got down there quickly. The shot goes up and misses. The offensive board brought back out on top. Karina tries to feed down low to Riley. Shifts double team. Comes it over to the right edge. Carly has it. Porter will kick it out to the wing. Taylor Schrick, the feet into the lane. The kick to the right. The long shot, not going to drop. And an offensive rebound by Holly. Kosanke coming out with a rebound. And Jason is going to keep possession of the basketball with 2 minutes and 50 to go in this very, very low scoring opening quarter. Now the ball's going to be stolen. Rossville down court running on the one-on-one. And there was a foul around the free throw line on that fast break. The whistle on Carly Porter. It'll be her first in the team's for it. Maggie Sanders comes back into the game, and also in for the Bulldogs for the first time is going to be Phelan Clerman. She is only a freshman. JCN, lots of freshmen. 2 minutes and 40 to go. Nice entry pass left side, and the layup is up and in. The backup for Rossville, and Cheyenne Hahn has 4 of her team's 6 points. Bulldogs leading it by a pair with 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a drive down to the right side, taking it all the way to the baseline, but not a ton of room down there. To come back out on top, Karina Johnson. Down the feed, left side. The shot is going to be blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds. Back to Jeff North. A nice driving shot by Lucy Noel, but a defender getting in front of her very quickly. And you saw the ball rejected. Chargers are going to put it in at their baseline. Still needing some help. We'll get it in the lane, and turning around from there, it's going to be wide to the right side. The rebound is on the floor, and again, you got players all over the place on the ground. Jump ball, back to JCN. So we're about 6 minutes into the game. It is 6-4. So, first team to 30 wins. And now the inbound pass is going to be stepped in front of and stolen away. Rossville. Hahn coming up with a steal. Goes on top. Here's a three. Buried by Maggie Sanders. It is now 9-4. And we're 2 minutes left out. JCN will turn it over. Rossville down the floor. They'll lob it off on top between the circles. Bring it to the top of the key. Dump it back over to the left side to Riley. She'll step back, drop back, 3 points. Good! Riley Dick will hit a three. And JCN in little jam with a minute 47 to go in the first quarter. Trailing it now 12-4. Minute 40 to go, first quarter. Lady Chargers going to slow this thing down. Holly Kosanke will have it on the left side. Dumps it over to Gwynn. Blattner will feed into the lane. The turnaround shot is going to be good. Riley Thompson for a pair. So Riley's first point of the evening. Here's a three on the other end. Not going to drop. Chargers with the rebound. Back over to JCN. They'll go up top side. Riley Thompson to Karina. They'll swing it back over to Lucy. Minute to play. Shot up off the window. Doesn't fall. And here comes Rossville. Sanders comes up with a basketball with a little right-hand dribble. We're working to the top of the lane. Now kick it over to the left side of the free throw line. A little bit of a head fake off the wing. Dishes back right. 3-point shot. No. And rebound, the long rebound, tracked down to the far side by Maggie. The three, none again. And this time the Chargers will sweep it down with 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. JCN flies up the court. Gwynn Blattner at the baseline brings it behind her to Karina. Johnson from the 15-foot mark passes up the shot. Now they'll skip it down to the block. The pass back out on side where the long two set sail and missing. Rebound on the floor. Pick back up JCN. Follow shot missing. Rebound back down. It's going to be Rossville. The board is going to be cleared away by Phelan. Here comes Rossville. They're going to look for the final shot of the opening quarter. Leading it here by a half a dozen, it is 12-6, Lady Dogs. JCN's gone to a little zone here. Here's a jumper for the long two missing. And that will end the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. After one in game two of the night, it's Rossville 12, Jefferson County North 6.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Set to go to the second quarter, 12-6. Rossville in front of the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers here in semifinal basketball of the JCN Invitational. Looking at the scoring from the opening quarter for Rossville, four players getting in the scoring column, paced by Cheyenne Hahn with four, three apiece for Riley Dick and Maggie Sanders, each one of them hitting a three-point shot, and two for Sydney Sumner. For Jefferson County North, Lucy Knoll hitting a three. Two in the first quarter by Riley Thompson and Quinn Blattner with a point on one of two at the free throw line. Alternate possession, Dogs basketball, here we go. Rossville with the basketball will come way out on top. A little bit of a head fake, now the drive into the lane and a travel again. The whistle, the pass is deflected out of bounds and it'll go out at the baseline to Jefferson County North. JCN has Emma Marie out there, Emma Marie Hernandez, getting the start of the second quarter. Pass to the left block, the shot high off the window will not go in, but a foul by Rossville that is going to be assessed to Phelan Klerman. So for Phelan, her first foul, and it'll be Charger basketball. For having trouble, and don't get it in. Down to the baseline, struggling, looking for some help, but Carly Porter just had no one open, nowhere to go with that basketball. And we're a half a minute into the second quarter. Rossville coming up the floor and still leading by six. This is coming over the scorer's table. I'm not sure just what the issue is. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four. So there's five on each team out here. Six, or rather 12-6, Rossville in front. And now the Rossville head coach Derek Dick coming over and Charger head coach Steve Noel coming over. And we're having a big get together here at the scores table. And I'm really not sure what the problem is. I really don't see any problem. And now the officials go back out on the floor. Nothing has changed. No one has changed. And here we go. Up the floor with it. It's Rossville. Worked the way over to the left side. Nice job getting it up court by Riley. The pass left, long cross court. Riley holds it on the left side. Back over goes to Hahn. You can tell she's kind of a catalyst on this team, making things happen. Back on top to Whitmore. They work the outside. JCN has shifted. They said, okay, wasn't working real good before. We're going to go to the 1-3-1. Here's a shot for three. Doesn't go in. And the Chargers zone defense did exactly what it was designed to do. And here's bumping and riding and pushing all the way up the court. Are we finally going to get the foul? Is this going to be 13? It is. Here's the thing. Maggie Sanders was giving no ground as she defended all the way up the court. There was constantly contact between her and the ball handler. Now she's going to come out of the game having collected her second foul. It'll be her second. It's also team foul two of the second quarter. JCN has not committed a second quarter foul yet. We've still got a long way to go with 6:51 left in the half. Jeff North with the ball. Inside, top side, Taylor Schrick. Taylor, skip pass on top to Lucy Knoll. Here's Taylor for three. Yes! And here's the thing, Taylor, the only player on his JCN group that is out there starting with experience at the varsity level, because she was a freshman last year and played a little bit, and the rest of them being freshmen have had no chance to have any experience. So, again, a very young team, and now we're going to get a turnover by Rossville, and now we're going to get a timeout by Rossville. Joseph, if you'd be so kind, let's take this break at 6:25 to go, opening half of the second game, where it continues to be Lady Dogs 12, JCN 9.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
As we return to play, we welcome you back. JC and putting the ball in play, putting up a quick shot from the right side. It will not drop down. Rossville coming up with the offense. The defense, they rebound and back on offense, coming into the lane, and there's going to be a travel. That was great defense by Lucy Noel for JCN. She had kind of had Riley a little confused. She started to turn one way, realized the defender was right there, reversed her pivot, and ultimately traveled with the basketball. 6 minutes now to go in the half. Jeff North for the basketball, trailing by three, so it's a one-possession game. Skip pass left side, long two, won't go. Rebound down to the baseline right. Jason's going to rotate it back out on top, getting it to Karina Johnson. Karina swings it over to Taylor Schrick, who looks to the middle, finds nothing there. Gwen Blattner now on top. The feed at the baseline left. The shot, no. Rebound followed up, no, but a foul, and it'll be Lucy Noel coming to the free throw line. The whistle on Rossville's Riley Dick. It'll be her first foul of the game. We're going to get Carly Porter returning to the Charger lineup after the first of these two free throws. Lucy has 3 points on the opening quarter, 3-point shot in this first free throw. Dances off the rim a couple of times, but does not go in. We will now have a substitution for Rossville. Lily will come into the game. That's going to be Lily Mitchell. Second free throw, yes, rattling in, fourth point of the game for Lucy Noel. It is 12-10. And crazy enough, we're 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Rossville has not scored yet in the second quarter. Pass over to the right side. They're going to try to do something about that. And Phelan Clerman has the ball, goes back over to Hahn. On, works it off on top. JCN is continuing to switch up defenses. Here's a three that does not fall, and it's a charge, a rebound. Swept down by Gwen Blattner. Up the court with it is Riley Thompson. Kicks it over to Taylor Schrink, and Lady Chargers back on offense. 5 minutes to go in the half. It is 12-10, and the ball is going to be stolen and trying to steal it back. A Charger foul. The whistle is going to be on Taylor Schrick. I've got her for two. So Taylor with her second foul of the game. It'll be the first second quarter foul by Jeff North. Rossville's got 3 fouls right now here in the quarter. And by the way, they got the basketball. And they put up a three. And they hit it. How about that? Riley comes down and she just says, somebody's coming up in front of me. I'm going to fire this up. And with that, has her second three and her sixth point today. It is 15-10 and 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Rossville with the lead. JC with the basketball. They'll go for a three. It will not fall. And a battle for the rebound results in a jump ball. Possession arrow. Back it will come to the Lady Chargers. JC in the home whites with green. Rossville in the traveling black with red and gold. Here's a baseline two. Got it! From the right side, just inside the three-point circle. It's the first field goal of the game for Gwen Blattner and her third point tonight. It's 15-12. And JC again, back to within a possession. 4:14 left in the first half. Driving into the lane, and there's going to be a foul. It is going to be on Riley Thompson. No, it's going to be on Gwen. So maybe Riley picked that one up. Four 10 left. As Gwen Blattner will have her first foul of the game. And the first of a couple of free throws is up and good for Riley. One more shot coming up for the Lady Bulldog Jr. Up and got them both. difficulty at the free throw line was one of the punctuations of the first game tonight. It's now 17-12 here. And the Chargers are going to turn it over. Nice deal. Dogs up the floor. Crossville, top side. They will pass up the first three. Work it to the left corner. And we get an offensive foul. Let's see which player for Rossville is at third. It's going to be an illegal screen for Rossville's Claire Whitmore. So that is the fourth Rossville foul. So for the last 3:53 of the opening half, J.C. is going to be coming to the line on fouls, shooting some free throws. And up court with it, Chargers. Lucy Knoll, again, one of these many freshmen, goes over to Riley Thompson, out on top to Carly Porter, back over to Lucy, way out topside to Karina Johnson. Chargers working against this Rossville player defense, and right now they're just trying to confuse them a little bit. Not set screens, not playing off screens, to just move the ball briskly and see if they can get somebody to make a mistake on the coverage. Here's a three from the top. It's going to be a little too soft, and it's going to get out of bounds. It will be Bulldog basketball. Taylor Schrick, Emma Marie Hernandez, both coming into the game for Coach Knoll with 3:19 to go. Opening quarter went pretty briskly. Second quarter has been a little less so. It's 17-12, and we've had some fouls and some things. Here's a very long two. Rolls around and in. Riley continues to light up the scoreboard. Now 19-12, and we are 3 minutes left in the first half. Chargers can probably ill afford to let this Rossville team extend the lead. Coach Knoll, I think, feels the same way, and he's going to take a timeout and talk to the troops. Taking a timeout at 2 minutes and 55 to go. Opening half of the game, it is Rossville 19, Jeff North 12.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
So Jefferson County North, the first team to come out on the floor. It'll be put in bounds by Emma Marie Hernandez. We got Riley Thompson and Lucy Knoll out there. The ball coming in bounds to Taylor Schrick, and rounding it out, Gwen Blattner. Those are the JCN 5 as we're inside 3 minutes to go in the first half. Chargers work right side. Hernandez off on top to Gwen. Back in the middle of Hernandez. The defender reaches around her, does not commit a foul, but is able to dislodge a basketball and flying up the court with it. Here comes Rossville. Running jump shot up, no good. Back down with it is going to come Lucy Knoll. Chargers into the forecourt. Lucy's going to bring it up the court herself. Comes top of the key, cuts back to the left side, starts down the lane, lays it back behind her to Taylor. Schrick nearly travels with it. Back over to the right side, it's going to be to Hernandez. At the baseline, the shot rattles around, but they're going to say no, it was a travel. She's going to turn it back. Karina Johnson and Carly Porter come back in. 2:19 to play. First half. JCN once again setting up in the 1-3-1. You've got Lucy Knoll playing at the top. You got the baseline covered by Taylor Schrick. And we're now 2 minutes to play in the half. Long cross-court pass, somewhat deflected. It's on the floor and out of bounds. It'll be JCN basketball. Now into the game for the Bulldogs. Sydney Sumner comes back in. I haven't seen Sydney in a little bit. And Claire Whitmore, the freshman for head coach Derek Zick and the Lady Bulldog. JCN with the basketball, having a little trouble right now with that player defense. We've got a minute 40 to go in the half. Feed down to the baseline corner, the three-pointer halfway down, rims out, no good, rebound Rossville. Here come the Dogs, it's going to be Riley bringing it up the floor herself with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. 19-12, Rossville top. They'll kick it over to Claire. Whitmore looks in, no room. Back out on top, it's going to come. Dumps it over to Lewis. Lenny Lewis, L-E-N-I, Lenny. Here's a fadeaway shot from underneath. No rebound, tipped around. Rossville has it. Two defenders reach in to tie it up. And a jump ball possession. It's going to go back to Rossville. John J.C.N. is going to get Gwen Blattner back out on the floor. Minute 11 to go before intermission. It comes in on the left side, all alone. Set shot three, no good. Blattner has the rebound taken away from her. And Rossville's going to keep it alive. They'll drive it to the baseline. A foul, a block, two free throws coming up for the Lady Dogs. The whistle is going to be foul number two for Carly Porter. Team foul three for Jeff North here in the second quarter. And coming to the line, Chargers. Free throw off the glass and good. It counts all the same. Cheyenne Hahn gets her fifth point. She's like, well, if I could replicate that every time, it would be just fine. Second free throw, no, hits the back of the rim and a long rebound, but she's going to get a reprieve as we have a lane violation against JCN. So a missed free throw is going to be wiped away. And the second free throw, that will cost him. Cheyenne Hahn hits the second free throw on the second opportunity. Makes it 21-12. And we're inside a minute to go. Chargers put a shot up very quickly. No good. Hahn coming up with a rebound. She's racing down court. We'll go in, go up. Running shot, no good. JCN coming back down with it. 45 seconds left in the first. Flying up the court is going to be Lucy Knoll. Drives it over to the left side. Going into the lane. Is there a travel? You bet it. That was superb defense in the middle as the Chargers were trying to drive across the lane. And Karina Johnson had a defender get in front of her and get a handle of the basketball, kind of holding the ball down and not letting her get a shot away as her drive to the hoop continued to the turnover with 39 seconds left in the half. And Rossville, imp coaches on his feet, indicating to his team that he wants one shot. And now he's also reminding Maggie Sanders, who's bringing it up. Okay, that's going to be Riley Dick bringing it up. He says, okay, slow this thing down. She's standing in the center circle, just dribbling the basketball, 20 seconds left. They're going to burn this clock down. They would like to go in with a double-digit lead, but they're certainly going to try to guarantee themselves a 9-point lead. 13, 12, 11, 10 seconds to go in the half. Still at the center now with 8. Swings it over to the left side. Cross-court, it goes to the right. And we got an offensive foul with 5 seconds left. The illegal screen set by the freshman. That's going to be a tough break as Whitmore will have her second foul. So the Chargers putting it in play. And now Rossville has decided we're going to pressure all the way and make him burn some time. And JCN gets into the forecourt, and they will travel with the basketball. So now with 2.5 seconds, Rossville going to try to get to midcourt. They will. On the floor a couple of times. A shot at the buzzer. Not even close, and that's going to do it. We're coming to halftime. Teams are headed for the locker room, and we'll be back to sum it up for you. It is Rossville 21, JCN 12.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Another JC and dance group is out on the floor, entertaining the crowd at halftime. And let's recap how things went in the first half. First of all, for Rossville, the Dogs, a double-digit first half for Riley Dick with 10. 6 for Cheyenne Hahn. It was Maggie Sanders with 3 and 2 in the opening half for Sydney Sumner. For Jefferson County North, points have been hard to come by. They've got a dozen at halftime. 4 for Lucy Knoll. It's 3 apiece for Gwen Blattner and Tanner Schrick. The other two belong to Riley Thompson. Foul trouble? No one in desperate trouble, but several players with 2. Porter and Schrick for JCN and Whitmore and Sanders for Rossville. Stay with us. Second half of this game coming up live here on Kent Radio, but it's intermission. And with that halftime score, the Rossville Lady Dogs 21, JCN 12. Back we go to Joseph. He has been sitting around. He's been waiting, and now he's ready to share with you this halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of 2 lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls. Nurturing farms, growing success.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Coming up tomorrow on the airwaves right here at 93.7, we will have Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens will be on the road at Mount Mercy. 12 p.m. high noon is the time for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 2 p.m. Monday, we've got a special set of Benedictine games as they are doing some makeup games against Grandview. Men will take to the court first at 4 p.m. The women will take to the court sometime right around 6 p.m. Tuesday, we've got Troy at JCN. The girls' game has got a 6 p.m. tip. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30, 7:45 or so. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens will be playing against Park. 5:30 for the women's game Wednesday evening, 7:30 for the men's. Coming up on Thursday, of course, we'll have Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
taking a look around the area, I've got some finals to report in girls basketball. It was Silver Lake over Sabetha, 76-30. Valley Heights beat Republic County, 71-27. Hanover fell to Centralia, with Centralia taking home a 68-61 win. In the Washington County-Frankfort game, it was Washington County 48 to Frankfort's 47. And in the game that you listened to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Northeastern Kansas at 46 to Oskaloosa's 43. At the half right now in this game, it is Rossville 21, JCN 12. In boys' scores, we have a final or to report. It was an overtime win for the Perry of the Compton Cause over the Hiawatha Redhawks, with a final score of Cause 56, Redhawks 49. Taking a look at the Valley Heights Republic County basketball game, which is still in play right now, it is Republic County by 2 points, 47 to Valley Heights 45, with 6 minutes and 3 seconds left to go. At the half in the Sabetha Silver Lake game, Silver Lake is leading by 3 points, with the Eagles at 29, the Blue Jays at 26. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A dense fog advisory continues until noon today. Chance for rain with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, overcast skies. Highs level off around 48. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 38. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 36 degrees. It feels like 34 out there, with the winds out of the northwest at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 81%. Dew point, 31 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.18 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back once again to Winchester, Kansas, here on the campus of Jefferson County North High School, where we're getting set to go to the second half of the second game of the night in the semifinal round of the JCN Girls Invitational Midseason Tournament. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering and handling things and stuff back at Care Sports Studios through halftime. Joseph, well done as always, man. Appreciate it. Tom Counts with your court side, and we are just getting underway in the second half. It is 21-12. Rossville in front. Here comes Jefferson County North down the court with the basketball. The second half getting underway. And as she comes into the forecourt, Taylor Schrick is going to be fouled. And as quickly as that, Rossville's Maggie Sanders will have her third foul of the game. So JCN, Carly Porter, Quinn Blattner, Karina Johnson, Taylor Schrick, Lucy Noel. There's your five. And now on the inbound, we get a whistle and a foul. Claire Whitmore, Cheyenne Hahn, Riley Dick, Maggie Sanders, and Sydney Sumner. And as soon as I say that, Lenny Lewis will come into the game for Maggie. Because Maggie just picks up her fourth foul. So she's out. Has 3 points in the game. Hit a three-point shot back in the first quarter for the Lady Dogs. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Jefferson County North with the basketball, and there's going to be a foul in the backcourt. The ball was in the hands of Carly Porter, and the defender comes in. Carly kind of makes a little bit of move. The defender comes across a little bit late. Dog fans and coaching staff not happy. Charger fans and coaching staff are. A foul is going to be called on Rossville's Claire Whitmore. And it'll be her third foul. And now the official's coming over. This is a losing battle, okay? He's over here having a word with the Chasian student cheer section. And we've got like 40 guys over here. Any game, you got, you know, 14 to 17-year-old guys who are just having a good time yelling at the and cheering their team, and you're trying to tell them to pipe down. It's going to be a tough thing to make happen. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, and JCN will turn it over. 21-12. No one has put anything on the board yet here in the second half. Back up with it is going to come Rossville. They'll go to the left side and travel with the basketball. That was a really good defense down there for the Chargers and Gwen Blattner. Gwen got in front of the ball handler, and the ball handler starts to step in, realizes he couldn't get through her, was thinking about going around her, and it's kind of pulled up a dribble and turns it over with a job travel. Here comes JCN. 6 minutes and 40 to go in the third. Here's a backdoor pass that is errant, and it's going to go out of bounds, and no chance for Lucy Knoll to corral that pass. And we are a minute and a half into the second half, and neither team has been able to put anything on the board. It's still 21-12. That was our halftime score. Rossville with the lead, and they're coming back up court with the basketball. Chase Dean is going to revert to and continue to play that zone defense. Lady Dogs topside with it. That's going to be Riley. And here's the deal. Coach Derek Dix, like, just not real happy with how this thing's going. He's going to take a timeout, talk to the club, and we're going to take a timeout to let him do it. With 6:23 to go in the third quarter, we got a timeout here in Winchester. It remains Rossville 21, the JCN Lady Chargers 12.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Out of the timeout, Rossville puts the ball in play. Jason's going to stick right in that zone, and his drive goes into the middle. It's another Bulldog turnover. Cheyenne Hahn tried to get into the middle and again knife her way through that zone defense, unable to do it. Here comes Jefferson County North. We're 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. 3-point shot, right side up, air ball strong, but a foul out here on the edge. Will provide 3 free throws. The foul is going to be the second of the game. No? Is that the first of the game? First of the game by Phelan. And 3 free throws, the first of which kind of bounded around a little bit, but it went in. A couple of more coming up here for JCN. Second one rims out. And Carly Porter will have one more shot. Hit the first, missed the second. That was her first point of the game. Eyes it up, looks it over, launches it, knocks it down. 2 out of 3 for Carly Porter. Those were the first points of the second half by either team. Now JC is going to get... We got Riley coming back in. Riley Thompson. 5:55 to go as the ball gets into the forecourt. Dogs with it. Launch it out on top. It's going to be Cheyenne. Hahn will dump it over to the left side to Sydney. Sumner will work it around to the left baseline and all the way into the corner. They'll cross over to the middle. It's Riley. 5 minutes and 40 to go in the third quarter. Rossville has not scored yet in the second half. Now the cross court pass, Manapree stolen away. Here come the Lady Chargers. Chains the end, first to the right, then to the left. Weaving, one-handed shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound, reverse layup, won't drop, rebound. Here's going to come back down to Rossville. Coach Noel for JCN a little upset, wanted his team to have brought that back out and reset the offense, but they did not. Now here's an uncontested three that is going to be off the mark and under the goal. We have a whistle and a foul. Now it's not on the shot, it's on the floor. It is going to be against Rossville's Riley Dick. It'll be her second foul tonight. And it will be, are you ready for this? Rossville's fifth foul. And we talk sometimes during games about disparities in free throws and fouls and so forth, but Rossville has not committed five fouls, putting JC into the line here. The first free throw is up and good for Gwen Blattner. But conversely, no fouls yet in the third quarter by JC Hinn. Rossville is going to make a switch and bring Lily Mitchell into the game. Second free throw is going to be a little bit short, and on the board, the Chargers will commit that first second half foul. It's going to be credited to Lucy Noel. So Lucy picking up her first. JC Hinn will make a duo of substitutions, and skip pass coming in. Full court pressure by Jeff North. And there's going to be a travel to the backcourt. The press did exactly what it was designed to do. Forces a turnover. And it finds 16 to play. In the third quarter, it will be Charger basketball. 21-15. So JCN's kind of creeping back into this thing. And now we're going to have an illegal screen set on the inbound. And another JCN foul. And this one will be assessed to Taylor Schrick, and I have her now for three. So back it goes to Rossville. Third quarter has been tough for both teams. Neither team's been able to put together any kind of continuity. Here's a shot from the outside. There's a big three-pointer for Rossville. Riley Dick hitting her third three-point shot of the game, 24-15. 5 minutes to go in the third. JCN will work it deep into the corner, launch a three of their own. It's going to be too strong, but the offensive rebound now is going to be lost, and it's on the floor and picked up by the Dogs. Here they come. Riley will bring it up the floor, work to the right side, puts up a running 13-footer that's no good, comes up with her own rebound, and is going to dribble it back off on top. Kicks it there to Cheyenne Hahn. 4 minutes and 40 to go in the third. Dish pass over to the right to Lenny Lewis, the sophomore. Lewis, two-hand overhand pass. Way across the court to the right side. Back out on top, it'll come to Hahn. She'll dish into the corner. The baseline shot from there is up and no good. Chargers are going to rebound it down. Here's Taylor Schrick clearing down the basketball, and she'll run into the forecourt herself. Skip pass into the lane. There's a collision that knocks Carly Porter to the floor. No foul called. And then the drive to the other end is going to be a travel. You bet it is. That was superb Charger defense. We're approaching the midpoint of the third quarter with 4 minutes and 13 on the scoreboard clock. It's 24-15. JCN had battled back and had cut it to a 7-point game. Rossville pushes it back up again. But not yet has JCN trailed by double digits. They keep themselves kind of with a chance at this. And there's going to be a Rossville foul. And JCN will be coming to the free throw line again. This foul is going to be on Lily. Lily Mitchell. So for Jeff North, imperative to score at the free throw line. Big old knee bend. This one's perfect. Carly Porter. And JCN, they were going to make a substitution. Now they won't. Now they'll make a couple of substitutions after all. Second free throw, yeah. So Carly, she's now hit three in a row and four out of five at a free throw line. It is now 24-17. And JCN doing the smart thing, taking advantage of this opportunity of a lot of potential third quarter free throws. And now the upcourt pass is going to be deflected. Jefferson County North will come up with it. Dislodge basketball and across the timeline they'll come. Bradley Thompson works it between the circles, dumps it over to Karina. Johnson kicks it over to the right, and with that, the Chargers are going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. 3 minutes and 42 to go in the third in Winchester. It's Rossville 24, the Lady Chargers 17.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Radio, Benedictine College basketball, 12 noon for the ladies game, 2 o'clock for the guys, Benedictine and Mount Mercy. Join us for those two, then Monday, we'll be right back with the Ravens traveling up to Des Moines. It's Benedictine in a makeup game from the big blizzard of 25. Going to try that trip to Des Moines again. It should be a little bit better weather this time. And it's going to be unusual start times Monday. Guys at 4, girls at 6. So there you have that. Coming out of the timeout, here's J.C. with the basketball. Baseline runners up no good, and the rebound will be lost out of play. It'll be Rossville basketball. 24-17, Dogs in front with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. J.C. is going to apply some pressure on the upcourt play. Going to go to Whitmore. Claire dumps it over to the right side to Mitchell. Lily with it way in the corner. Kicks it off on top, Cheyenne Hahn. On starts left. Here on that racket in the background, that's that student cheering section that we were talking about a little while ago. They're making some racket for their team here at Jeff North. Three-point shot right side, short. Rebound, JCN comes down with it. And do we get a foul? Oh, we're going to get a jump ball. 3:03 to go in the third quarter. Possession arrow will go back to Rossville. 3:03 to go in the third. 7-point dog lead. They'll look it off way on top to the freshman, Claire Whitmore. On a right-hand dribble and just kind of hands it over to Riley. She'll slide down the right side of the lane, dish it over to the corner to Hahn. Back out on top, it'll go to Whitmore. Then they'll swing it back to the left and continue to move that ball really well. Here's a nice driving underhand shot. Cheyenne Hahn for 8th point of the game. It is 26-17, and we're 2.5 to go in the third. Little head fake, nobody bought it, but the turnaround shot right on the money for Lucy Noel. 26-19. That was a big shot for J.C. to answer. Rossville still in the backcourt. Charger defense done a nice job. They have not given up a lot of points here. Rossville nearly loses that thing in the corner. Great hustle by Claire Whitmore to rescue that basketball before he looted her and gotten out of bounds. Hahn will have it between the circles again over to the left side of Whitmore. JCN is back at a player defense, at least at the moment. They can switch that out at any time. From deep in the right corner, Lily Mitchell does not even look for the shot. They're laying off her and saying, take it if you want it. She does not want it. And now the pass to the baseline is going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll be dog basketball directly beneath the goal. Sydney Sumner will come back in, and Lily Mitchell will check out for Rossville. 1:48 to go in the third. 26-19. Super low scoring game here. Now the ball's going to be stolen in the backcourt. Great defensive play by Karina Johnson. Here come the Chargers. Karina, top of the key, loses it, picks it up. Works it around to the left side. We're at 1.5 to go in the third. Cut to the left is going to be Noel. Lucy will drop it down to the baseline. The ball lost for a moment. Lucy picks it up. Goes three off the rim. Twice won't go. Offensive rebound. Followed home by Karina. First points in the ball game, Karina Johnson. And with that, we will have a timeout. Taking a break with 1:20 to go. We're in the third quarter in Winchester. JCN battling. It's Rossville 26, Jeff North 21.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It's Rossville basketball. We're in the late going of the third quarter. Minute 15, 14, 13, rolling along toward the end of the third. Let's see what the Dogs have decided to do. Jefferson County North is going to stick with their player defense, and Rossville is slowing this thing down. Now they're just going to put up a three. What a shot! My goodness, Ryan Adick will hit another one. It is her fourth three tonight. And it's 29-21. Baseline jump shot, Chargers no good. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be a foot race to the other end of the court. Driving in, and J.C. is going to do a great job of getting down and tying this thing up. Cheyenne Hahn was racing down the floor. Lucy Noel catches it from behind, reaches in, ties up the ball, and possession is Chargers. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. 29-21. And back up the floor is going to be Karina. Swings it over to Lucy. Noel looking not at the goal, but looking for someone to rotate to the top. That will be Karina again. This time the dish, the three, very wide left. The offensive follow, put back up and in. Lucy with a couple of more. She's got eight. And it's 29-23. We're half a minute left in the third. And Roscoe's going to run clock. They're just going to wait for that last shot. Standing again, all the way in the center circle, way up high. Dribble to the ball at 12 seconds. Dribble to the ball at 10 seconds. Now cutting to the right at 8, all the way to the baseline. Putting up a one-handed runner that misses. And the rebound being battled for, fought for. Chargers clear it down. Do we have a jump ball? We do. It's going to go back to Rossville. They're going to have 2.3 to get a shot away. It'll come in at the baseline. So they're going to have a golden opportunity to hit a last moment of the third quarter bucket. They'll kick it off on top, on the floor once, a quick shot on its way, nails it! What a clutch shot by Claire Whitmore! And the freshman gets her first point to the ball game at a most opportune time. We'll be back. Time out of the floor through three quarters in Winchester. It's now Rossville 32, Jeff Norris 23.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Rossville in front, and for the Dogs, it's been Riley Dink leading the way at 16 points. She's the only player on either team in double-digit scoring. For Jefferson County North, we've got Lucy Noel as the leader with eight. Here we go to the fourth. The winner of this game will be in the championship game tomorrow. And they will be up against the NEK Nighthawks, who, in a thrilling game, were able to get by Oskaloosa in game one tonight. Here we go. Chargers with it. They'll begin the fourth quarter. Little turnaround shot for the baseline is going to miss. Nice offensive board. 15-foot follow is in. Jefferson County North with an early bucket in the fourth quarter off the hand of Taylor Schrick. Her fifth of the ball game, and it's 32-25. And we've got 7.5 to play. Lots of pressure on the upcourt play, but Roscoe's going to be able to get it across the timeline to Sydney Sumner. Sumner brings it out on top, and Roscoe's just going to stand there and hold it. Coach Dix on his feet telling Riley, stand out in the circle. Don't even challenge it. And that's what they're doing, letting the clock roll on for 7:14. That's tough to do. Now they're going to step up. The defense drops back. A three-point shot is going to be up and off the rim two times. Won't go, but an offensive rebound pulled down by Whitmore. She's going to be trapped in the corner, and we're going to get a Roxville timeout. It's a good timeout by Coach Derrick. Taking a break at 7 minutes left in the game. It is still Roxville 32, Jeff North 25.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Game going on. Sabetha Silver Lake through three quarters, 44-42. Jays in front of the Eagles there. This is a game that's got a potential to come down to the wire. JCN is going to need to make just a little bit of a run, trailing it here by a 32-25 count. But in a really low scoring game like this, if one team gets just a little bit hot, and by the way, neither team has been at all, this thing could turn pivot immediately. It will be Roxville in play from the corner and their offensive end. They go baseline right to Hahn. Cheyenne dribbles it off to the top. And again, this is what we saw them doing earlier before taking this timeout, running a lot of time. Now they'll pass to the right block, a drop of the shoulder, defender falls, no foul. Rotated back off on top again. I would think that Roxville is going to be looking to use all the time. They need to get a very good, very high percentage shot taken by the right person. Now here's the ball down to the baseline. JC in a tactic, but they're able to get it back out on top, and there's a big collision. No foul call. And now on the second effort, we're going to get a whistle, and it will be Lucy's second foul tonight. And with 6:24 to go in the game, that is the first foul of the second half by either team. Multiple substitutions coming in for both clubs. We'll pick them up as they come into play. 6:24 to go, still 32-25. Girls high school basketball in the Jefferson County North Invitational Midseason Tournament. Bulldogs right side, Cheyenne Hahn, Roxville. Way out to the right side. They'll drive to the baseline. Skip pass across the lane is going to get away, get out of bounds. And after all that, the Dogs do not get a shot. And then they'll drop back to the other end of the floor, and Jefferson County North will be undefended as Taylor Schrick brings it up court. 6 minutes to go. Taylor kicks it over to Karina Johnson. Now down to the baseline, slipping, stumbling. The ball gets away. It's on the floor. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Roxville. So the Dogs are going to have the basketball from the backcourt. And Jefferson County North is going to not press on the up inbound and the upcourt. They're going to pick it up defensively at midcourt. And Riley will walk it up the floor, crossing at the logo. She's working against Lucy. Noel back defensively. Out on top is going to be Maggie. Sanders will swing it now into the lane. A little avenue and a driving layup. It's up and in. Cheyenne Hahn goes to double-figure scoring with 10. 34-25. Chargers now down 9. The feet into the lane. The kick to the top. The long two. Way short. Rebound. Going to get away. Go out of bounds. And it will belong to Roxville. Time is now becoming an issue. As difficult as it has been to have points come. Trailing by 9 with 5:20 to go in the ballgame. It's going to be a bigger challenge than it might be on a lot of nights. Here's Roxville, left side to Maggie. Sanders will bring it off on top. Riley will handle it there. Riley continues to be the game's leading scorer with 16 points. She has not scored here in the fourth quarter. JCN is going to get Carly Porter back into the game at the first opportunity. And right now, all this time, it's being used by Roscoe, just running motion. Now the ball is loose. It's on the floor. Players dive for it, and we get a jump ball, and we do possession. Back again, it'll come to Roscoe. So Roscoe will bring Claire Whitmore into the game. Jefferson County North, they've got Karina and Gwen out there. They've got Lucy and Taylor. And who's our last player out there for JCN? Carly. So it's a starting five. All alone underneath. And the layup is good. The Dogs move the ball until the defense overflex. And a bucket is going to be good. Maggie Sanders has five. 36-25. And for the first time in a ball game, Rossville has taken a double-digit lead. And we've got 4:15 left. The Chargers are going to have to be efficient with their possession from here in. Here's a short jump shot. It's going to be no good, and the rebound is going to get away out of bounds, and it's going to come back to Roscoe. 4:03 and a timeout. Jeff Dorey. 4 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the game. Timeout Chargers. The score, Roscoe 36, Jeff North 25.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Jefferson County North has got a bit of an uphill battle now with 4 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the game, trailing at 11, 36-25. Joseph in the studio, producing and engineering here tonight. Well done. As always, Joseph, Tom Counselor, the courtside. Benedictine basketball tomorrow at noon and 2. A Monday evening, the early 4 and 6 o'clock games. We're going to be right back here in Winchester Tuesday night. It'll be JC and Troy. Wednesday, Benedictine. Going to be back at home for the first time in forever. They've been on a 3-game road trip through touring Iowa. So the Ravens back at home Wednesday. So there you go. That's kind of an update of the schedule. Now, as the ball comes in, Bulldogs bring it up. And a long pass over to the left side to Maggie. Sanders will dish it into the corner. Skip pass comes out on top. But we're going to get a traveling violation just coming into the ball game for the first time. It's going to be Tatum Miller. Tatum is a sophomore. Coach brought her in, my suspicion is, for her ball handling skills and abilities. I think that leading by 11 now with 3.5 minutes to go, that is what Roscoe's going to be looking to do. Probably a little defensive ability also that she brings to the floor. Shot goes up for JCN and it will not fall. Rebound cleared down by the Bulldogs. 3:20 left. JCN on defense, and Roscoe is continuing to be cagey with basketball as they bring it back. Now dish it right. All alone, the three is got it a little bit short. I don't think Coach really wanted that shot taken. Throws his hands in the air a little bit, and Jefferson County North coming up with a rebound. Brings it down the court. They'll go quick three. It won't fall. And rebound once again to Roscoe. This time it's going to be Claire Whitmore. Whitmore hands it over to Riley, and she'll come into the forecourt. Inside 3 minutes to play now. The ball is going to be batted away and knocked into the backcourt. Quick hands by Lucy Noah, but Roswell is able to recover it. Over to the left side is going to be Riley. Goes into the lane, puts up a one-handed floater, and knocks it down. First point to the fourth quarter for Riley. It'll be her 18th point of the evening, making it now 38-25. And JCN trailing in this game is only 2 fourth-quarter points. Until that turnaround shot by Gwen Blattner. So Gwen knocks it down. And as the bucket goes in, we're going to get a Charger, I think, timeout. Let's see which way they're going to point this thing. No, timeout called by the coach for the Bulldogs. We're taking a break. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the game. Rossville 38, Jeff North 27.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Minutes and 20 to go in the ball game, and it's a 38-27 Rossville Lady Dogs lead. And Rossville is just that 2 minutes and 20 away from going to the championship game tomorrow night. Winner of this one be pitted against the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks. So, Nighthawks have the opportunity to watch them Tuesday night in their win and tonight in their win. They are formidable. Opponent for whomever they will face. Coach Knoll has one timeout remaining. They're letting everybody know what's happening. 38-27. And it will be Rossville ball chased in. Pressing all over the place now on that inbound play. A little pushing and shoving on the inbound. No fouls yet. Rossville's looking to bring it up the court. Here comes Riley. Gets pushed, gets shoved in there. There's finally the foul. It's going to be on Lucy. Lucy's got three. And Rossville's going to get Claire Whitmore coming in for Fallon Klurman. So freshman in, freshman out. 2:14 to go. Clock getting away. The ball comes into Whitmore. Back out topside. It comes to Hahn. And the Chargers did not trap the ball. I think like Coach probably would have wanted them to do. And we're down to 2 minutes of play. Now they're going to rotate it back out on top to Hahn. She gets bumped a little bit. No foul by Karina. And now, finally, another foul is going to be on Lucy. And, again, she would have picked up her fourth foul. Three of them have come here in the fourth quarter. And she's committing them because that's her job right now. Trying to steal that ball away and trying to force them to fork, put it inbounds, try to help your team come from behind. But trailing it by 11. There's now down to 2 minutes to go. Ball batted away, plenty of contact up top side, lob pass across, barely in a forecourt. Crossville handling the ball, pursued by a pair of defenders, and we're going to get another foul at just 20 again. That's the end of it. That's the fifth foul for Lucy. So she is going to foul out here with a minute 37 to go, end of the evening with 8 points, and it was a really good game for her. The Lady Charger freshman, Lucy Knoll. Back again, it'll come in for Rossville. Minute and a half left now. Batted away, but chased into the backcourt. Hahn is able to go back there and track it down. Good quick hands by Gwen Blattner to get a hand on that. And now we're going to get another timeout. We're getting a timeout taken by the Bulldogs. And here we go. Timeout. 1:25 to go in the game. It's Rossville 38, Jeff North 27.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
By 11 with a minute 25 to go, Bulldogs taking a timeout. Head coach Derek Dick on one knee with the dry erase board out there is just sketching out stuff, coaching him up here for this last 85 seconds. Dogs will be putting it in, 28-foot mark on the far side, inbounding. It'll be Cheyenne Hahn. She'll kick it into the backcourt to Riley and up the floor, and a quick foul. Not even sure that was an intentional one by JCN. I think it's going to be on Taylor. Yep, four fouls now, Taylor Schrick. And that is team foul five. By the way, Rossville has not committed a fourth quarter foul. So first free throw, yep. So Riley now with her 19th point. And does she get, yep, 20. It's 40-27. JC back down the court, 75 seconds left. Baseline runner for two, nope. Rebound for the defense, the JC and foul. We go to the other end of the floor, and there will be more free throws coming up for Rossville, and the conclusion of this game will be further stretched out. A little delay in the end of it. Claire Whitmore walks up there. She's going to be the only Rossville player in the forecourt. Her four teammates will go to the other end, and the front free throw is good. So Claire, who did not score in the opening quarter, hit a three in the third, or in the opening half, hit a three in the third, and now has her fourth point this evening. Second free throw does not go in. Chargers will clear it away. Here we go, up four with it. Taylor Schrick with the board. Baseline turnaround. It's going to be up a good three-point shot. Riley Thompson. 41-30. We're in the last minute now. Whitmore swings it over to Riley. She'll back away and then reach it across, trying to dislodge the ball, picking up her fifth foul in the process. Taylor Schrick will foul out with 40 seconds to go. And she will conclude the evening with five. And as they had done previously with Riley coming to the free throw line, her four teammates will retire to the backcourt. And the Dogs are going to bring in a fresh five for the last 40 seconds. First free throw is up and good. So Riley, 21 now. And she will come out. If she hits this free throw, which she does, making it 43-30. And we'll finish this thing with the program. Here comes Jefferson County North. Dogs have brought a lot of youngsters into the game. Here's a baseline three. It's going to be a little too long. Here comes Rossville back up. Cheyenne Hahn. No, that's not Cheyenne. It's going to be Lenny. Lenny Lewis. L-E-N-I. Not Lenny as in mice and men, Lenny, but L-E-N-I, Lenny. 15 seconds to go, and it'll be Lily Mitchell turning it over at the travel. JCN is going to have a final possession here tonight. Crowd's been entertained here this evening. A couple of fun games to watch. 10 seconds left. JCN lobs it back over to the right side. In between three defenders, the shot goes up, and finally, jump ball's called with 3 seconds left. It'll be Jeff North retaining possession. And inbounding it will be Carly. She's looking in, needs some help. Comes off on top, on the court one time, 15-footer, nicely off the window and in, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight. Yes, that bucket was hit by Emma Marie Hernandez. Final score. Rossville 43, JCN 32, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Join Union State Bank on Friday, January 31st, as they say congratulations to Diana Lanter at Union State Bank in Everest for her upcoming retirement. It's a time to celebrate all of her accomplishments, dedication, and hard work for more than 27 years. On Friday, January 31st, please come and go from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with a special recognition at 3:30 p.m. by Jeff Cottle, President, CEO. It's all at the Union State Bank Everest Branch on Friday, January 31st, to celebrate the retirement of Diana Lanter at Union State Bank.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Well, in a game that they led from essentially start to finish, Rossville comes away with a 43-32 win, and they were led by Riley Dick. 22 points, big game for Riley, Bank of Atchison player of the game, Riley tonight, 22. Double figures also, Cheyenne Hahn with 10. Pretty dramatic drop-off then to Maggie Sanders, 5-4 in the ballgame for Claire Whitmore, and 2 tonight, Sydney Sumner for JCN. 7 players getting into the scoring column, but no one in double digits, but Lucy Noel, the closest, with 8. It was a 6-point game for Gwen Blattner. I've got 5 apiece for both Riley Thompson and Taylor Schrick. 4 tonight, Carly Porter. And with 2, Emma Marie Hernandez and Karina Johnson. So, in the championship game here at the JCN tournament tomorrow, it'll be Rossville. Going home already? Rossville and the NEK Nighthawks for the championship. Hey, I want to thank you for having joined us. Stick around. This high school basketball scoreboard show coming up here on CARE Radio. Tomorrow, we've got Benedictine basketball, 12 noon and 2 o'clock. Ladies at 12, guys at 2. It'll be Benedictine at Mount Mercy. Join us for that. Joseph will be back for that. Speaking of Joseph. Producing and engineering tonight. Well done, my friend, as always. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And until then, Tom Couch here in Winchester, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.